KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 9 degrees above zero, the wind chill of 7 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by 5 Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. In Western Iowa news, an open house will be held next Tuesday at the Mall of the Bluffs in Council Bluffs to explain to the public what changes they can expect to see on the Council Bluffs interstate system. The Daily Nonpareil reports that by the end of the year, drivers will be able to take advantage of some of the improvements now under construction, including new flyover bridges at the Interstate 8029 interchange near the Mid-America Center. The biggest change to the system will be an I-2980 on the south side of Council Bluffs, where that stretch of interstate will be rebuilt into a dual-divided freeway to create new express lanes. The Iowa DOT has signed off on $120 million in projects over the past 5 years in Council Bluffs, and now it hopes to spend that amount every year for the next decade to update the interstate system to accommodate growing traffic counts. The federal government will pay 85% of the costs, with the rest coming from the state. By speeding up the project, the DOT expects to save $33 million, mostly in inflation costs. The expedited timetable is pending approval from the Iowa Transportation Commission. If approved, planners expect to wrap up construction on most of the projects in 2020 or 2021 instead of 2024. Some future work, such as the I-480 I-29 interchange and the I-80 U.S. Highway 6 interchange, has not yet been scheduled. With those projects included, the total price tag for the project is estimated at $2 billion. The public open house on the project is set for January 28th in the Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program office at the Mall of the Bluffs. It'll be held from 4 until 7 p.m. No formal presentations will be made. The public is invited to stop by anytime during those hours of the open house to look at the project's information and timetable. News time is 8:05.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey, so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
A single vehicle accident near Council Bluffs early Sunday morning is under investigation after authorities found a woman wandering barefoot not far from the scene. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Council Bluffs police responded to a crash near the 57-mile marker of Interstate 29 southbound at around 3 a.m. Sunday. Officers found an unoccupied minivan wedged among the trees in the ditch. Authorities say the van had hit a fence with a metal pole, which then went through the two rear windows of the vehicle. Passenger side airbags had deployed, and the passenger side doors wouldn't open with the handles broken off. Officers eventually located the registered owner of the vehicle, Angela Hussman of Ashland, Nebraska, a few hundred yards down the interstate. Hussman was not injured, although she was walking barefoot and told police she had no idea how she got to Iowa. Hussman said she'd been a passenger in the van with a man who had been driving her home from a bar, but she could not identify him. She said she woke up in the passenger seat of the vehicle and got out after grabbing the pole for support to escape out the driver's side. No other individuals were located in the area. Hussman told police she was unable to account for the time from when she left the bar at around 2 a.m. to when the accident occurred, just before 3 a.m. The Harlan Police Department says two people were injured during separate accidents last week. On Friday, vehicles driven by Julie Schneider of Portsmouth and Jacob Wilberding of Nellie, Nebraska, collided at 10th and Durant Streets after Wilberding failed to yield upon entering a through highway for which he was cited. Schneider was transported by private vehicle to Murtu Hospital for treatment of back pain. Damage from the crash amounted to $11,000. And on January 13th, vehicles driven by Helen Schmitz of Harlan and Michael Fisher of Council Bluffs collided at the intersection of 19th and Chapburn in Harlan. A passenger in the Fisher vehicle was transported to Murtu Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The accident caused $4,500 damage. The Iowa State Patrol reports Trooper Wayne Brosum of Atlantic received honorable mention for the Looking Beyond the License Plate Award that the 3M Corporation sponsored at the 2013 International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference. Trooper Brosum was nominated for a traffic stop that he initiated for speed and registration violations that resulted in the recovery of an abducted 14-year-old female. The award is to recognize law enforcement officers whose observations of a license plate resulted in the apprehension of a suspect or the solution of a crime. The state of North Dakota had been prepared to issue an Amber Alert for the juvenile, but stopped when they were notified that the Iowa State Patrol had already recovered her unharmed. Trooper Brosum said that while he was talking to the driver, he felt the man's story did not add up. He continued to question the occupants of the vehicle until he had sufficient grounds to take the driver into custody. In a letter from the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, they wrote, "This award is indicative of both Trooper Brosum's individual excellence and dedication to highway and public safety, as well as the excellence of the Iowa State Patrol, which has supported him in providing outstanding service to the citizens of your state." Colonel Robert Garrison said this is what the citizens of Iowa have come to expect from the Iowa State Patrol, and Trooper Brosum is a great example to all law enforcement that there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour on KJAN, it's slow going on many roads in the Northeast after a winter storm has left up to 16 inches of snow in some places, and the storm has left behind bitter cold, which is making shoveling snow even more unpleasant. Schools in many districts in about a dozen states in the District of Columbia are closed today, and federal workers who got a snow day in the nation's capital yesterday were given a two-hour delay today. Activists in Syrian state media are reporting clashes in different parts of Syria, and as a peace conference to end its nearly three-year civil war began in Switzerland today. Those talks have been very heated, with Syria's foreign minister accusing the West and neighboring countries of funneling money, weapons, and foreign fighters to the rebellion. The U.S. is slamming the foreign minister for what the State Department says is inflammatory rhetoric. Prosecutors say two men who died during clashes between protesters and police in Ukraine's capital of Kiev today were shot with live ammunition. Riot police moved in on hundreds of protesters, beating and firing shots at some and sending them running. The protests began in November when Ukraine's president moved away from the European Union in favor of closer ties to Russia. And if you look closely at a huge bronze sculpture of Nelson Mandela that stands outside the government complex in Pretoria, South Africa, you'll see a sculptured rabbit tucked inside one of his bronze ears. And that has a lot of people upset. South African officials say they want the rabbit removed. The rabbit is said to be a discreet signature on other work of the two sculptors. The 29.5-foot sculpture was unveiled on December 16th, the day after the former South African leader's funeral. News time is 8:11.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Sandra Sandy K. Brown, age 72 of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Sandy Brown will be Friday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Patrick Dean McCorkle, age 53 of Adair, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. No services are planned, but a gathering of friends and family of Patrick McCorkle will be Friday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Delphine Jensen, age 84 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Delphine Jensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Phyllis Bax, age 78 of Greenfield, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Phyllis Bax will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Elaine Adams, age 63, of Casey, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Services for Elaine Adams are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Dean Orsted, age 58, of Griswold, died Monday at his home. Services for Dean Orsted are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.